This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, September 15th. God's word to you today is the angel. Our scripture reading is taken from Judges 6, verse 21, and it says, "The angel of the Lord put out the end of the staff that was in his hand and touched the meat and the unleavened bread, and fire rose out of the rock and consumed the meat and the unleavened bread. And the angel of the Lord departed." This is taken from the New King James Version. John 8, verse 58 says, "Jesus answered, 'I tell you the truth, before Abraham was even born, I am.'" What was Jesus really talking about here? In the Old Testament, the Bible refers to angelic beings using the term an angel of the Lord or an angel from God. But there is this personality that the Bible refers to as the angel of the Lord, as we can see in today's scripture reference. Take note that the first category is the small letter A, angel, and the other is a capital letter A, angel. That capital letter A, angel, is Elohim, the angel of the Lord, and that was the pre-incarnate Christ. The reference to the angel of the Lord occurs 65 times in the Bible, and there is no occurrence of the angel of the Lord after the birth of Christ. The last time was before the birth of Christ in Luke. Every time the angel of the Lord speaks, he speaks in the first person. He speaks for God. He always speaks in the first person. It is not a reported speech. The angel of the Lord appeared to several people, to Abraham, to Moses, to Hagar, to Manoah, to Balaam, to Gideon, and to many others. To Abraham, in Genesis 22, verses 11 to 12, which says, "But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, 'Abraham, Abraham.' So he said, 'Here am I.' And he said, 'Do not lay your hand on the lad or do anything to him, for now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me.'" This is taken from the New King James Version. If you were an angel from the Lord, he would say, "For the Lord knows," but he speaks in the first person. That angel must be God himself. When Jesus said, "Abraham saw my day and was glad," according to John 8, verse 56, we see that it actually happened. To Moses, in Exodus 3, verses 2, 6, 13 to 14, which, "And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire from the midst of the bush. So he looks, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, but the bush was not consumed. Moreover, he said, 'I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.' And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. Then Moses said to God, 'Indeed, when I come to the children of Israel and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they say to me, what is his name? What shall I say to them?' And God said to Moses, 'I am who I am.' And he said, 'Thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me to you.'" This is according to the New King James Version. No angel from the Lord will accept worship or equate himself to God. The one that tried it was Lucifer, and he was crushed. John 8, verse 58 says, "Jesus answered, 'I tell you the truth, before Abraham was even born, I am.'" John 1, verses 1 to 4 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men." Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song.
You are Jehovah Elohim. You are the God of all creation. You whose words cannot be broken. the self-existing mighty one, the uncreated Lord of all. Elohim, eternal one, Elohim, you never change.
Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.